And you have a shaft?
Yes, a shaft. Another word for that, but a word for that, but I don't just remember.
You call it a thrill?
Yes, a thrill.
Okay, how about for back to the tongue again for a moment. Did you ever call it a neep? Or pole?
They didn't call it that. Oh,
okay. All right, sure. Well, that's what I want to find out. And no answer is just as good as a yes. Now, a man has a wagon load of wood. You might say he's doing what to it? He's carrying it someplace. He's doing what? Wagon load. He's on his way to...
Deliver.
Or he's doing, what else he's doing? He's loaded the wood onto the wagon, and now he's going to take it to someplace. He's going to what? Another word for taking
it? Take it to market.
Or any other word? Cart? Or haul? Or something? Would you have used those words?
Haul the wood.
Okay. Now, what does a farmer use to break up the ground?
Plow.
And after it's plowed, he goes over it with a...
drag.
And would you describe this thing, this drag? What did it look like? You remember?
It's, in the old days, it had wooden pieces that iron pegs was put through, and the iron pegs extended below the wood pieces to catch the lumps of dirt and break them up.
Okay. You remember ever having a thing that you hauled stone out of the field with when the ground was...
stone boat.
And the thing that the boys use to slide in the snow, they go out and ride on a
sled.
You remember ever having any special word for running on the sled and jumping on it, going down a hill? You take a run and then you jump on them, face down. Any particular word that you... Well, I'm going to go take a... Never used... belly whapper or something like that?
No, they didn't have that.
They probably just said they'd slide or something. I remember the thing that you were a carpenter, that you'd lay a plank across, you'd to saw it, you'd put one of these here and one here, and you'd put the plank across it to saw.
Sawhorse.
And now if you're going to, would it be any difference for the thing you'd put stove wood across, you're going to saw it up or just...
Sawbuck.
Okay. Now, if you're going to make your hair lie down, you'd use a comb or a what?
Brush.
All right. Now, to sharpen a straight razor, you might sharpen it on a...
razor strop.
Now, if you're going to go hunting with a rifle, you'd better take plenty of what? Things that come out.
Different words.
Oh, it's a word for ammunition, some sort of ammunition that you take.
Cartridges.
That's right. Or if you had a shotgun, you'd take...
shells.
Now, you remember the thing that the children used to play on that had one of these sawbucks or sawhorses in the middle and go up?
Teeter board.
All right.